are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Hey, baddies. Happy Tuesday.
So, Alan got married last week.
Random, kind of epic. You know, just a marriage. No big deal.
Just a COVID marriage, yeah. A COVID love affair.
It was beautiful.
It was really, really beautiful. We streamed it in Club Batty and on our Facebook page. And it was honestly...
And YouTube.
And YouTube.
Wow.
Actually, so I want to... Real quick. The reason we streamed it through YouTube is because your account with Bad Examples is the only one that would allow us to stream it from a mobile device.
Ooh, weird.
Fancy.
You have to have 1,000 followers in order to stream from your like phone and stuff. And we couldn't get anything else to work. And so I was like, well, guess Bad Examples is getting it.
The exclusive. The Alan Waters wedding exclusive.
Wait. I watched it for the first time to edit for this thing, and whoa. I didn't realize how much of it like froze and people didn't get to see.
Oh.
So I've got the actual file from the camera, and I'm going to put it up at some point in the near future so that people can see the full ceremony with the full vows and everything.
Can people go on our YouTube page and see what we live streamed?
Yeah, it's still there. It's Rachel and Alan Get Married.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch it. Like I said, there are a lot of moments that cut in and out because like apparently the internet fucking sucks.
I watched it live. It was beautiful. It was awesome. I had it on my phone, on the computer. It was awesome. And everybody was enjoying it. I mean, well, first of all, we should say that Alan had the big hoopla wedding plan mm-hmm. this year, obviously, and it was canceled because of COVID, like many people's affairs and events and weddings. And you know what? Like a champ, he kept on keeping on. And actually, I just feel like it was absolutely beautiful.
No, it was gorgeous.
I you know what?
It was perfectly simple.
I hate to say this because I know people in their minds had this like wedding of their dreams, but it was just, it was perfect. Like it was so personal and like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like intimate.
Intimate, yeah.
And like, I just feel like that's what a wedding, when we get past what we, you know, the wedding planning, it's all about you and Rachel. And that's what I felt like for your watching that.
And that's what we tried to do. It was like, you know, we obviously can't have everybody here that we want to have here. There are a lot of people that like couldn't be there that we wish could see it. And that's part of why we streamed it, because mm-hmm. it was like, you know, ultimately the people that we definitely wanted there, no matter what, is we wanted to have our parents there.
Mm-hmm.
To see everything. And like, we were like, great, I want my wedding parties. For a long time, I thought only my best man was going to be here. And I was still like, you know what? That's fine. That's what this week is about. It's about me and Rachel getting married.
Yes.
Whatever. But we got the place. We rented the Airbnb. We got there, got everything set up. And it was so much prettier than I like thought mm-hmm. it was going to be from their pictures. They didn't include the big like view of the mountain in the backside.
Oh my God, it was incredible.
I think they avoided the camera for the most part, but like there were cows in the lot down below us. And so we had our families, our wedding parties, and then cows watching the video.
So I had a unicorn and you had cows, fitting.
Yep, exactly.
I had a dog.
Oh my God.
Keep going.
You know, I don't know. I just wanted to talk to the brides that are, you know, we're looking forward to 2020. I also think a lot of people pick this year because it was like the date.
Yeah, like 2020 people, is like mm-hmm. epic. Like it's a whole nother decade.
Yes.
And 2020 was like, fuck you and yeah. all of your plans.
Like I have brides that I did trials for them years ago. They purposely pushed their weddings mm-hmm. years to, you know, they could have gotten married 3 years ago, but they waited for 2020. So I know a lot of people are disappointed, but I respect the like Allens that are like, you know what? We're going to do a little ceremony now because what we really want is to be married.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the most important. And then right. we can plan a big celebration and a big party with our friends and family. And I respect you for wearing the masks. Listen, my whole thing is I see some of these weddings and I think New Jersey, New York, we've been really careful. I've seen some COVID weddings like in the middle of the country. And like, I'm sorry, I don't want to be responsible for your grandma dying at your wedding day. Like, it's too much.
Exactly. That was the other thing is that like we knew that both of her parents are in the percentile that like if they get it, they have a 50-50 shot of living.
Jesus.
And my grandmother and my mother are both immunocompromised. It's the same exact thing.
Yeah.
So like they're to the point that like if they get it, they're probably going to die. And so we were like, all right, good. We are going to require masks
mm-hmm.
while we're around. Obviously, the wedding parties that have spent an entire week together when where it was just us, we didn't wear stuff because it was like, cool. If we're living together for a week,
yeah.
if we get it, we're going to have it. Like, there's no way.
Yeah, the mask won't stop that. Mm-hmm.
I actually had someone who couldn't come because he got it.
Whoa.
Yeah, like he was supposed to get down on Monday. Sunday, he was like, I just got my test back and I have it. And we were like,
and I've got herpes.
Cool, see you later.
I mean, I wish it was as, like, I wish people just being like, I have it is as easy as people being like, I have COVID.
Oh,
that would
God.
Be such a safer world if we all just admitted.
I've got it. It's like, you've got AIDS.
What?
No. The Rona.
The Rone.
You know, the Rone. You've been like shortening things lately and I don't know why. I think Alan's wedding is a really great, like I said, I have a lot of brides that, you know, they're freaking out, their wedding's canceled, they want to move forward. I mean, it's so risky. The best thing you can do at this point is, you know, do something with your fiance, get married, party later when everyone can be safe and not die on your wedding day.
Right.
Because that would be the new anniversary. Like that date you want in 2020, it sounds exciting until, you know, pop, you know, kicks the bucket
terrible.
Because like your drunk maid of honor gave him COVID.
That's
like,
right.
It's
like
crazy.
I fucking can't.
Like, I'll say on our side from doing it, like step one, contact your venue, and step two is contact your caterer, because like ours are, they're, you know, they're small businesses.
Yeah.
And so it was like, hey, we want to reschedule. We don't want our deposit back right now because like we've already paid that. And
it was money that you didn't think you were getting back anyway. So if you give it back to me, we may not do this.
Exactly. And so it's like, keep that deposit. We have next year, or, you know, if it happens in October, like that, we're going to get together and have the full celebration we were going to do. We are going to do it as an anniversary party. And it's going to be cheaper because fucking places upcharge weddings. And so now we're just doing it as a party. And so it's a little bit cheaper on us too.
Yeah. You know what? It all works out. And I just love the mountains, intimate setting. Rachel looked absolutely beautiful. Like I had tears in my eyes looking at her.
Did you know she made her dress?
Oh, I love this even more.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, she made her
dress.
She's
the best.
Wow, she's amazing.
The day before she went to be with her party, I just went to like walk into her office and talk to her. And she and Taj were in there. He was like helping her pin the bottom. And he was just like, stop and take a step back now. And I was like, what the fuck's happening? He was like, I'm pinning her dress. And I was like, oh, okay. See you guys.
I texted you the morning of and I was like, show me what you're wearing. And then I had realized.
I ignored you.
I know. And I realized that I should have asked you like months ago what you were wearing. And then of course when I saw you, I was like, it's so fittingly, like, of course you weren't gonna be in like a full-blown tux or anything. Like,
no. And the other thing is, like, she has a wedding dress that she didn't make, she like bought one.
Whoa. So for the party,
well, for next year.
Cool.
That's what we're gonna do, is we're gonna get the full tux. But we're like, I don't want to be fucking uncomfortable.
No, it was perfect. So that's what I was like, you know what, it was so, so perfect. Like, I would have probably busted your balls and be like, Alan, you got to wear, like, you know, the penguin suit. But, like, it was perfect with the mountains. It was light
and
airy.
Very, very Alan and Rachel.
Yeah.
I loved it.
And Rachel was just a total rock star. Like, she's just absolutely stunning. Like, I can't believe you got so lucky. No offense.
Oh, I know. I'm very well aware. The only part was, like, she was like, you sounded so much better with your vows than I did. And I was like, you just don't like talking.
Yeah.
And so her maid of honor was like, yeah, that was the most fun part of the ceremony, is watching everyone have to torture Rachel as like she had to public speak.
I'm going to play your vows because I just think they were so beautiful. So me and Tracy can listen now and you guys can just hear them with us in real time. They were awesome. Here we go. Let's take a listen.
We've never been a very traditional couple, and these won't be very traditional vows. For one, I'm reading them on my phone on Facebook.
Crying.
For two, I'm only making one promise. Our relationship started long before our relationship started.
Wait, Alan, were you getting choked up right there?
Yeah, I can hear it in his voice.
I was getting choked up through all of it.
Oh my God.
I
okay.
I heard it
okay.
Right away.
You are one of my only friends and confidants that continued after Weston. And despite the fact that I had a crush on you and you had no idea, we had a friendship that felt natural, supportive, and I always felt like there was something that just wanted you to be in my life.
Alan, you're good at this.
I'm crying.
You're good at this. You're good at this. You're real good. Okay, here we go.
And I'm very glad that I waited that feeling out. You've constantly and continually changed my life for the better. From convincing me to move to New York and not Chicago, convincing me to leave or take jobs, and most of all, supporting me when I wanted to start working for myself, even though it means I never leave the house. Weird.
Loser.
No.
pretty much like, and thanks for letting me be a baddie daddy to these two dumb idiots from
Jersey.
Thanks
for letting me hang out with girls that usually you'd never trust me.
Let me just edit that for you.
Not to mention accepting my invitation to be my Valentine. I'm cheesy, and I'm sure this is all very cheesy, and I'm very lucky to know you, and not to mention spend my life with you. I'll always be ready for whatever the world throws our way, because I'll have you there to work on things with me. In a relationship built so heavily around change and adapting, my one vow is that I will always be ready to work out any problem we could ever face as a couple.
Love that.
It's the voice cracking for me. It's literally that I can feel the tears like being fought back for me.
But how often do men in their vows
really beautiful.
Say like, no matter what happens, we're going to work on it. And
no,
like,
I love it. I love
mean it. Alan, so good. Here's the end.
Because I'll be doing it with you. Love is work. Love is always changing, and love is hard. But it's worth it if the person you love is willing to grow and adapt with you. I love you. We should get married sometime.
Oh my god,
the ending.
Oh my goodness.
Cutest.
Alan, are you crying now?
I don't have tears in my eyes. Leave me alone.
Oh my god.
So the thing was, actually, as I was reading those, like I said, I was choking up, and I didn't expect to. Like, I knew I'd be an emotional, but, like, reading it, even though I'd already written it, it was so weird. Like, I started choking up. And the end of it, I couldn't see my phone. It was, like, everything looked like there was water in front of me.
Alan Waters. Watering up at his wedding.
Oh, my God.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Baddies, we have a new sponsor and you need to hear about them. My mind is blown. I'm a makeup artist, right? Because I've been surrounded by makeup my entire life. I cannot believe I didn't think of this myself. Let me talk to you about La Rev Beauté. What has society become really obsessed with when it comes to your makeup application? I would say your eyes, right? Your eyelashes. I think everybody is always like, can you teach me how to apply them? Can you teach me how to apply them? It's tricky, right? So La Rev Beauté has this lash system, okay? So simple that it seems hard to believe. So it's literally an eyeliner lash combo. So there's no glue. It's just the eyeliner. The lash sticks to the eyeliner. So La Rev Beauté's lash system, they use sensitive adhesive technology. That's this eyeliner. And it allows the La Rev lashes to pop right on. Mystique eyeliner is just like any other eyeliner. It's waterproof. It's smudge proofed. It's not sticky, but your lashes hold on to it. They have 6 colors for you to choose from. I think Joanne might be able to. You know what? I'm with Joanne. I'm going to see if she could do this. Hold on. Joanne just applied the lash. I'm not kidding. She's blind. She doesn't know how to apply makeup, and she just put, like, it was perfect, okay? Guys, what you can actually do, right, because if this is something that's so easy that you can do every day, I think the best way to do this is to subscribe to the Beauté Box. So it's 2 lashes and 1 eyeliner that comes to your doorstep every month, as well as a free cosmetic product each month. Customizable. Subscribers get to choose their lashes and liner color each month with flexible plans worth over $120 starting at $73 a month. Amazing. Okay, we're offering our listeners an extra set of lashes and Mystique eyeliner when you subscribe to the Beauté Box. That's 3 sets of lashes and 2 eyeliners in your first box. Go to larevbeauté.com and use the code BADEXAMPLES at checkout to get an extra set of lashes and Mystique eyeliner. That's L-E-R evbeaute.com/bad examples. Guys, this is a special offer just for you. Go to laurabeaute.com/bad examples. That's LEREVBEAUTE.com/bad examples.
Hi, I'm Chris Gethard, and I'm very excited to tell you about Beautiful Anonymous, a podcast where I talk to random people on the phone. I tweet out a phone number, thousands of people try to call, I talk to one of them, they stay anonymous, I can't hang up, that's all the rules. I never know what's going to happen. We get serious ones. I've talked with meth dealers on their way to prison. I've talked to people who survived mass shootings. Crazy funny ones. I talked to a guy with a goose laugh, somebody who dresses up as a pirate on the weekends. I never know what's going to happen. It's a great show. Subscribe today, Beautiful Anonymous.
Oh my God.
Honestly, dude, like that was beautiful. Yeah. It was even better hearing it again just now. I mean, wow.
It was, I didn't get to write them until literally the morning of.
What?
Really?
And it's because like I was so stupid. I planned two work projects that like led right up to like
it wasn't
2 days
was it?
Before. No, not at all. I had two video projects that were all the way up to 2 days before. Like the day of my bachelor party, I had to stop working so I could actually party.
Did you have strippers at your party?
I did not. We went bowling.
Why fucking love
we
it.
We went bowling and then we came back and played like a whole menagerie of drinking games.
I was gonna. I thought he was gonna be like we had a whole menagerie of women, but
yeah, okay, Jess.
I did wake up and I went to shower and I came back and they had placed a. Beer funnel in my bed
in your butt
and I went into the kitchen and my best man was like, great, your rule for today is every 2 hours you have to either funnel a beer or take a shot. And I immediately was like, I'm gonna take a shot. They made me funnel one beer and I was like, great, I remember why I hate college.
Yeah,
like we're good.
Were you nervous?
So getting the stream set up in a weird way, like I was stressed about that, but it calmed me because I was working and like it's what I'm used to doing. So that was there. But then the moment that I had to stop and like get dressed and just go out.
Yeah. Do you take it all in?
I was really nervous. You can see it in the beginning of the stream because like I was just standing there and like waiting for things to be done. And for like one of the few times I'm sure in my life, I truly didn't have anything that I was supposed to be doing. And it felt weird. I was like, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
But then things
it.
Were great. I still can't get over like the fact that now when I say something about my wife, like I'm not lying. It's my actual wife.
Your wife. Yeah.
People use that word like when they're engaged. They're like, oh yeah, my wife. And I'm like, it's different.
Look at Alan's ring. Show us the ring.
It's very plain. It's just a silver nice. Band.
I love it. That's what Denny has, just a plain gold band, like just classic.
Right. I'm going to get one that's a silicone so that I can like when yes. I do any work calls or anything outside.
Denny has a silicone one because he's worried about being degloved during work. Yeah. Do you know what
that
is?
Yeah, he told me I nearly died. Thanks.
We fought about it for un-hear. So long. We fought about it for so long because I'm like, you don't need a freaking silicone ring. And then he's like showing me pictures. I'm like, okay, you need a silicone ring.
Yeah,
you kinda
exactly.
You kind of need that skin.
You need that skin. Alan, my best advice, like Denny knows every night, like when he switches back and forth the rings, he has a place for it. So it's never misplaced. Like he goes in the same exact spot. This is now his routine. He doesn't even think about
right.
it.
I have a place because like I take mine off when I shower, but it's so hard in my house with the cats because they like find everything.
Yeah, totally.
And there have been multiple times where I've like come out of the bathroom and seen my ring on the floor and the cat's on the dresser.
No. Damn cats.
And I'm just like, you son of a bitch. Like, come on.
Me and Tracy will find something to hold your ring.
Yeah.
We had for the day of and like just to have, there's a holder that says Rachel and Alan and it has our wedding date on it.
So cute.
But it had our original wedding date.
Ooh,
so like
this is awkward. Picture,
yeah.
Wow.
For pictures, we had to like edit things.
So will you always celebrate that day that you got married, right? Obviously not the day you picked or the day in the future.
The day we actually ended up picking. Originally, our date was 10-10-2020, which
See?
We were like, cool.
10-10-20's on your titties, bitch.
And it wasn't
Wow,
a plan.
What a class
that
act.
Just, like, it ended up being what it was. And when that got canceled, we decided, we were like, you know, it's weird that it's on a Thursday, but let's get married on the 15th of October, because that's already our anniversary.
Mm.
And then at the wedding, we realized that we got married on 10-15-20.
Yeah.
So in 5 years for our fifth anniversary, it'll be 10-15-20. 2025.
Oh, see, it all makes sense.
Alan, yeah, no, it was awesome. The whole thing was, it was perfect. I'm so happy for you guys. Do you feel any different being married, or it's the same old?
We don't feel it. People keep asking, like, how does it feel to be married?
Yeah. But,
like, our entire relationship, we have lived together. We were roommates.
Sure.
That, like, were friends before that started dating. So, like, there's nothing that feels any different. We're still just living with each other. And
but do you look at her and you're like, that's my wife? Like, that's a crazy feeling.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Like, I saw her. She changed her name on Facebook.
She did?
And I saw it for the first time.
She's Rachel Waters? Yesterday.
She's Rachel Langley Waters.
The fanciest name ever.
It's so Southern. It's such a Southern charm name. Rachel Langley Waters.
Like, her original last name was Williams. And so we were like, well, that doesn't change anything for you initials or anything wise. She uses Rachel Langley for actual, like, professional purposes. Now we just have to get it changed on, like, driver's license and stuff. But
What's her middle name?
Langley.
Oh, get out. That's her actual middle name?
Yeah, a lot of people thought it was her last name. I did. Her middle name.
So did I.
Yeah, she uses it for professional reasons.
Wow. Oh, because it sounds fancy as fuck. That's probably why.
Well, damn. Yeah,
it sounds better, and there's so many people with Williams as a last name. Mm-hmm. She was like...
Between you and Rachel with the change in your names, I can't keep up. Who are you people?
They're like CIA shit.
Yeah,
like,
they're
just like, let's keep changing passports.
We have some friends that when they got married, they just decided to both hyphenate. And so, like, their actual, both of their legal names are now Greener Laws. I say friends, you know, it's David,
yeah,
Jess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So both of their last names are officially Greener Laws. They just
combined. He changed
their names.
His name too?
Yeah, his name too.
Wow.
So they have a conjunction.
Oh, so it'd be like if we were like we'd be Romano Calcione. Like, that would be our last
name.
And
Denny's would be Romano Calcione.
Whoa.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, like, he's got four names now. He's David Andrew Greener Laws.
That sounds like a nature reserve.
Let's go hiking at the David Andrew Greener Laws.
Yeah.
The perfect escape. All right, Alan. Well, congratulations. Congratulations to Rachel. We're so happy that you...
So beautiful being able to watch it.
Yeah, you included us. That was really, really sweet of you. And letting all the baddies in too. And you know, keep us updated on the marriage life. We want to know if anything's changing and
how's the sex.
Yeah. Love you. See you next Tuesday. Bye.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.